Homeland Security employees are using more and more mobile devices to do their jobs. So cyber officials are asking industry about threats to mobile devices and products and services to avoid them. Vincent Ceridipan is Program Manager for the Cybersecurity Division at Homeland Security. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers asks Ceridipan about this latest DHS request for information.
It's actually part of legislation. So as far as the Cybersecurity Act of 2015, there is a section on requesting for a study on mobile device security, looking at the threats and the defenses that exist today, the best practices and policies. So as you see this request for information that we put out there, we're actually looking for industry and the research community to come in and give us that information. The whole point for this RFI is to support this congressional study on mobile device security, bring awareness to what are the real threats and what are the defenses that exist today, and how can we move forward going, because most definitely we're going to find gaps, right, where threats exist and defenses do not. And that's an area where, in this case, DHS S&T can use that as, you know, future research areas that are a concern that maybe commercial industry can go after, research community can go after. And so this RFI really is to serve that report solely, and then as we look in the future, you know, these are areas that we need to work on.
I was looking through the information page, and it says there's a survey that's being put out. Is that, do you mean that generally, or is there an actual survey?
Yeah, so there is an actual survey, a worksheet that's involved, that's actually broke out into different pages based on the different types of threat categories we give. We ask them everything from, well, what threat exists, to what's the description of your solution, a product that may be there, to what does it do, how does it work. And we're looking at not just, oh, give me a brochure of what you have and what's great, but we're looking at, well, how does this apply to protecting the mobile ecosystem? And if maybe there's a new threat or a new capability that doesn't exist in our worksheet, we have an area where you can give us things we didn't cover. Right, we just give examples and categories. Another piece that we do have is also a free form section where people can give us information. We limit it to 15 pages because, you know, we don't have, we definitely limited in time and resources because this report is due at the end of the year in December 16th. So we're very cognizant on, you know, industry, please, and research community, please respond to this so we can get a coverage. We're not evaluating solutions. We're looking at, well, hey, do we have capabilities and tools out there to protect us going forward, and what's the overall coverage for us?
That's Vincent Ceridipan, Program Manager for the Cybersecurity Division at DHS. He said the survey grew out of a series of stakeholder meetings hosted by DHS's Science and Technology Program Coalition. This group includes representatives from the intelligence community, defense, and the Federal Civilian Service. Those survey answers will be collected and handed over to Congress in mid-December.
So when you give the report to Congress, what is it going to look like?
It is we're looking at a public report for the most part. It does call for a classified annex, which is just separate. But it is a full-blown report that actually addresses the sections that's required in the report. So it should be straightforward, but the focus is not necessarily to poke holes at industry or there any kind of capability that's there. It's really about, you know, finding what are the defenses we have, what are the best practices, what's the standards, you know, guidance out there that we can leverage to protect us going forward. And then even looking at, like, legal authorities, right? What does DHS have or is lacking in this space so that we can move forward and protect us? Because mobility itself is just a tool that we use to accomplish the mission. And so the security of it is just being responsible. So the report itself should very much gear towards what's required, one, and it should not be a wall of words completely, right? We definitely plan to have the substance and, you know, the graphic necessary. We'll probably do slide decks and briefing demonstrations as needed. But we'll have that report with an executive summary. I mean, there's estimates of, like, how many hundreds of pages do you want, and so we're hoping to limit that. We're not in that realm, nor do we have the resources, because this is a very exhaustive exercise that could be used. And so we limited that scope to, hey, it's just smartphones and tablets.
So then what are the next steps after this? Do you plan on putting out an RFP, or will you, once that report is into Congress, do you just wait until you hear back from them, or what happens next?
Yeah, so if you look at the end of the requirement for this actual study, there is a section on, well, what does DHS recommend going forward to accelerate the adoption of mobile device security? So there is an ask that we can look to take action going forward. I mean, we as a S&T organization fund mobile security research, as you may see from our broad agency announcement engagements. We are looking to leverage things like this to go forward. There will not be an RFP. There is no acquisition follow-on from this, but I will tell you, the information here will shape programs, whether it's in S&T, whether it's in other offices that exist for mobility in the DoD, the IC, the federal civilian space. People are very cognizant of what we're doing here and what's available today.
What are your long-term goals for this?
So definitely the long-term goals are to enable the secure use of mobile for the mission. I mean, we want to protect the Homeland Security enterprise, and that is very much inclusive of, you know, the United States and even outside, because we have mission users that go abroad and go to different nations. So we're talking about, you know, not mobile as a technology because it's so awesome. It's just another, you know, way that we use to do our mission. It's a tool, essentially. And so we're just trying to ensure that security isn't just another bolt-on or it's a roadblock that we can't do our mission. So taking things like this and our plans going forward is really, I mean, you see the current broad agency announcement in mobile application security R&D. That one is, you know, funding next year until, you know, the next 4 years out. So we already have plans in mobile security R&D, and this just, you know, is fuel for that.
Vincent Saritapan, Program Manager for the Cybersecurity Division at the Homeland Security Department, speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. DHS held a Mobile Security Industry Day in Washington and plans a second one on the West Coast in August. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.